The Federal Reserve has been inspecting the possibility of an interest rate cut, and when it meets today, the Federal Reserve is expected to reduce a key interest rate for the first time in more than 4 years. Lowering that rate would reassure investors about the markets, which have been hard hit by this year's mortgage crisis. And if it becomes cheaper to borrow, that will also affect plenty of people beyond Wall Street, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
John Purinton sells sailboats and powerboats from a marina in northern New Jersey. From his office, he can see the imposing skyline of Wall Street just across the Hudson River. Not unlike the bankers and traders in those towers, Purinton is closely following what's happening with interest rates right now.
I think if the interest rates get cut, the fall boat show season will be a heck of a lot better than if they're not.
Purinton says a lot of people buy boats on credit. Often they do it by getting second mortgages on their homes. So the question of whether the Fed lowers interest rates today and by how much is a practical concern for him.
Depending on what happens, some folks think a quarter point will kind of stem the flow and that a half a point will start to reverse things. Obviously, either are going to be great for us because when you're talking about a $300,000 loan, a half a point is huge, and a quarter point's nothing to bat your eyelashes at either.
If ever there was an interest rate cut that was preordained, it is this one.
The Fed has signaled fairly clearly that it will be cutting rates.
Chris Varveris is president of the research firm Macroeconomic Advisors. Varveris says that for more than a year, Fed policymakers have kept interest rates where they were. To cut rates, they said, would fan the flames of inflation. But on August 16th, Fed policymakers reversed course. They cut one of the two interest rates they control and suggested they were ready to cut the other one, too. They issued a statement saying they had grown worried about what they called the downside risk to the economy.
It really set up expectations in the market that the Fed would be cutting rates at the next opportunity. Since that time, a number of Fed speakers have indicated that they are focused as well on the downside risks to the economy.
Varveris says the Fed changed course because problems in the subprime mortgage market were spreading. With losses mounting, investors no longer wanted to put money into the mortgage business. A lot of lenders were forced into bankruptcy, and the housing downturn suddenly looked like it might undermine the economy. Economist Lewis Crandall of the research firm Wrightson ICAP says there's a huge amount of uncertainty out there right now.
We face an information deficit in the market. We know there are subprime losses out there. We don't know exactly where they all reside. And so anyone who is potentially at risk of having subprime problems is having trouble attracting funding right now.
Crandall says in times like these, interest rate cuts can act as a confidence builder.
And even if they don't directly address what's going on, they provide a comfort level, and they're the most visible reminder a central bank can provide that it stands ready to prevent a problem from spreading.
Crandall says that's what the Fed is trying to do now. For Fed officials, one risk is that inflation pressures haven't really eased much yet and that there's little room to cut rates without feeding those pressures. Critics say the subprime crisis happened in part because the Fed cut rates too much, making it too easy for unqualified borrowers to get money. But expectations for a rate cut are so high right now that not doing so would send an unpleasant jolt through the financial markets. That means the Fed may have little choice but to go ahead with a cut that nearly everyone is expecting today. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.